Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Positing Living Vibrations, and we're certainly having some vibrations over where I live today. We have some thunder and lightning and hailstones going over there. So I guess they knew that we were going to be doing a show today on the changes and embracing the new consciousness. So thunder and lightning away, here we go. Have you been having strange dreams lately? Are you feeling things that you do not know what it means? Are you feeling teary-eyed or just mixed up or emotional for no reason? Well, it's okay, folks. This is a natural cleansing and a change that is going on. You are awakening. The new consciousness is upon us now, and we are being propelled forward into this awakening, and the senses are waking up, the intuitive feelings are, and some feelings you've never had before. Do not fear. Do not panic. Stop worrying. This is all about crossing the bridge, letting the old, outdated realm go and walking in trust and faith and belief in a new, kinder, hopeful, and creative realm of consciousness. I'm an empathic, and for me, it is like going home. All my senses are tingling awake after a long, dull sleep. So how can you embrace this new realm, this new day, this new way of living? Well, today I've got Corey Savalli on, and she's going to help me unravel these new changes and what it means to you so we can walk over that bridge of change with an open mind, an open soul, and an open spirit and heart. But first, here's a little tip from me. If you really want to embrace these new changes that are happening, folks, stop thinking, stop analyzing, stop trying to make sense of it. Go to your soul, which is around your navel area, and listen to what your soul has to say to you. Trust your gut. Listen to what the universe is saying to you. Give it to your heart, and when your heart gets passionate and resonates about it, it's time to move forward to your spirit, and your spirit will take you into action. You then get up into your knowingness. Your knowingness is where the information comes in and what you need to do at the time you need to do it, and with no fear, no doubt, and no worries. This is the new way of feeling. It's always been the way of feeling. But finally, we're getting out of that analytical head, and we're ready to embrace this whole beautiful consciousness and sensory that is within us. We chopped our heads off so long ago, and we stopped using the rest of our body. And you have to feel life to understand life, to live life. So don't be afraid of those feelings, those mixed emotions, those turmoils that are happening to you right now. They're just shaking you up. They're tuning you up. They're settling up into a nice vibration, and eventually you'll be on a wonderful rhythmical plateau. So Corey Savalli, mystic and spiritualist. She is a teacher. She is a spiritualist. She's a reader, a featured writer who inspired me to connect with her because of one of her writings. She's also a graduate student and is, as many say, a healer. She first awoke at 18 years of age and again at 33 years of age. An awakening occurred that led her to an enhancement of both her intuitive abilities and her understanding of her purposeful path. She offers services both privately and publicly, and has read for people throughout the United States, Canada, and continues to increase her global following. So, folks, I'd like to bring on Corey. Welcome, Corey. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I won't say the thunder and lightning is gone, because the last time I did that, it struck again, and I'm keeping mum about that one. But it's kind of poignant that it happens to be around the show time, you know, part of that cosmic
Absolutely.
Change, shaking everything up.
Absolutely. It's all connected. We're all connected. The universe is speaking exactly the right time.
And it's time to listen, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. I was listening to your intro, and I couldn't agree with you more, Sarah. Everything that you were saying is absolutely happening in the world, and I think that part of the reason that people may tend to be somewhat fearful of this or not paying too much attention to it is just, I believe, just a simple fear of change in and of itself. And I mean, I think that change in its very nature creates confusion. You know, the idea of an energy shift is also going to elicit feelings of being out of control of your situation. It's fear of the unknown. And I think that what is important to understand about what's happening is that it's not something that's happening to us. It's something that's happening with us, because we are all part of the universe. You know, we all, it's our energies and our vibrations and our spirits that are actually making the universe what it is at any given time. So I think that the fear associated with it is something that can be curbed with that kind of an understanding. And as you were saying about kind of just going with the flow and stop thinking, and I think that that's absolutely true. I think that, you know, it to fight the change is something that is going to confuse us even more. I think that it's not so much a matter of having to change to go along with the vibrations of the universe. I think it's more or less understanding why it is that you're changing in the first place, and that it has to do with a oneness, and it has to do with a cosmic energy. So we're not alone in this. You know, this is something that everybody is experiencing, and we're experiencing it for the better of the universe. So, you know, many believe that with this kind of this new dimension we're going into, we're going to be able to kind of stop self-destructing, you know, as a race, because we are going into this whole period of a transformation from self-service into love and forgiveness. And I think people are starting to feel that, you know, they're starting to feel strangely. They're starting to feel like nicer people, you know. Mm-hmm. They're starting to maybe not get so upset over things. And, you know, people that spend a lot of time being, you know, angry or stressed out will turn around and say, gee, you know, why am I kind of like okay lately? And that's the reason, because we're all shooting off this kind of loving energy, and we're not really quite knowing why. But there is a reason.
Yes, there is.
And it's cosmic.
It's that aha moment, you know. Well, we're waking up, right? And if you think about it, any time that you have a change in anything, you know, we're waking up to senses that most people have not used before. And, you know,
exactly.
Everything about them is coming alive, and it's confusing for them. They're not quite sure, you know, what to do with it. And it's, you know, at the present moment, I would say just let things happen to you. You know, even if you're crying, everything else, just let it happen, let it out, and just simply walk forward in this trust. The one thing you have to do is trying to control it. It's not controllable.
Exactly.
Cosmic energy is controllable. It's something that you follow in a belief and let it guide you. Let it take you to where you need to be. We don't need to micromanage, and we cannot micromanage it either.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, and the other thing, too, is that people, I think, now are just starting to take an interest in reading about this. You know, I mean, there's website after website after website about ancient theories and prophecies, and I think people are, first of all, I think getting a little bit confused with all the information, which, you know, which may lead them to disregard it in some way, and I think that they may be getting a little fearful of it. But the other thing that I think we all have to remember is that this has been a gradual process. This is not something that happened overnight. You know, this is not a doomsday kind of experience.
Yeah.
This is something
has
been going on for a very long time, and made evident by people who are intuitive, who are psychic, or who are empaths like yourself and myself, you know, having our awakenings, you know, having them sporadically throughout our lives. I at 18, I realized that I was able to tap into this a little bit, and I went along pretty well till I was 33, and then boom, I had another experience that catapulted me even farther into my gift. And I think many people experience these things, and you know, we're all kind of coming out as people of intuition, and it's not easily hidden anymore. I think it's something that everybody is kind of recognizing, that it is a gradual process. and it has been happening for a long time. And, you know, the influx of the indigo crystal children, and, you know, as I mean, it's a whole other topic, I'm sure, but,
right.
You know, you know, but they are introduced into our world as people to guide us into this transition. And I think that it's something that if we embrace it, it's a time that we're being given to improve and to grow and to learn. And it's something that's just very soft and gentle and relatively casual, in my opinion. It's not a big deal as far as
right.
like a catastrophic event or
yeah.
something, you know. So it's basically just being aware of who you are, being familiar with your body, and I believe that that's extremely important, because I think that through the body, messages are given all the time. I think that you receive messages from spirit, you receive messages from the universe itself, and I think that people tend to overlook, well, I have a stomach ache, I have a headache, I have body aches, and I don't know where they came from. Maybe my body's trying to tell me something, or, you know, why did I walk into a room and all of a sudden I have this overwhelming sensation for absolutely no reason? Well, your body's telling you something. I mean, your body is part of who you are. You know, we have to, as spiritual beings, we have to accept the fact that we are also human beings, and we have to try to negotiate those two things in order to be complete beings and listen
yes.
to all of those things in order
Melt
to give us
together.
Information. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's actually interesting because I had actually our producer Michelle on a little while ago with our numerology, because she's a numerologist, and
mm-hmm.
she was talking about that, you know, the bridge is coming down, we're entering into this new number of two, which is the kind of the cosmic waking, is the new consciousness. And we're coming
mm-hmm.
to, well, we've now come to an end of that nine cycle, which is the, you know, letting go of the old. And I think what a lot of people are going through right now is that, you know, the old is shaking off. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
an old coat
yes.
that no longer fits and it doesn't feel right. And we're feeling
yes.
a little itchy wearing it. And, it, you know, that these emotions that you're going through are okay. It's okay to have
yes.
them, because they're just, they're that shift that's happening within you. The shift has
yes.
already happened cosmically. It's already happened in this universe. And as you said,
mm-hmm.
it's very gentle. It's very
mm-hmm.
nurturing. And if we
it
walk
is.
Forward it with, you know, an open heart and mind, we will actually, you know, be able to relish that harmony, that tranquility. And when you think
yes.
about the world and how it has been, really the might of hatred and violence and unnecessary death
yes.
that has been, you know, we have to have these new times. It is essential for the sake of human race is that we go into a more gentle realm. So,
absolutely.
You know, embrace it. And I know for myself, as you probably have, I'm a lot older than you, so what I've noticed is the interesting of the kind of the time periods that people have awoken, like 94 and 95 was a huge awakening for people,
mm-hmm.
totally extreme differences in their career choices and who they were at
yes.
the time, and then they were
yes.
woken up, and it was like they were forced, you know, rammed into this new realm to become
mm-hmm.
these teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to, you know, people who are waking now don't have to go through that. You know, as I said,
right.
the tingling going through them.
Yes.
The sheer, everything like the dust and the dirt and the grime is outside of their eyes, and, you know, they're being able to see things more clearly, is that
mm-hmm.
this walking forward with an open embracement right now is really quite just that simple. Just
it
walk
is.
Forward.
And it is, and I actually, you know, I use the analogy, it's kind of funny, but I actually thought of this recently, but I use the analogy of to kind of think of the whole transition going on right now as kind of like a cosmic puberty. You know, you
mm-hmm.
when you go through puberty, you're going through physical changes that you don't understand. You're going through, you know, you're going through emotional changes that you don't understand. And what happens is that you get catapulted into this kind of pre-adulthood where a lot of things in your, you know, your line of vision and the way you understand things completely changes, but it's all for the betterment of yourself. I mean, granted, you know, I'm using the analogy, and it's more akin to the human aspect of things. But I think it kind of applies. If you look at it that way, that's the kind of gradual process that we're talking about. And
but
you know, as you said, that
the same thing. You're talking about, you know, cosmic puberty, which I think is a beautiful terminology for it. As in the puberty, how awkward are we in that time period?
Yes.
You know, hormones
yes.
are running. Imagination is running rampant. Our spirits and feeling we're indispensable and courage and everything runs rampant. And we are
mm-hmm.
we go lit other extremes. And so in a way we're kind of being forced to these other extremes of a normal life that we've had right now. But as with
yes.
any pendulum swing, it eventually evens out and then we grow
yes.
into that maturity of adulthood. And so
absolutely.
Really now it's marriage of the human and the spirit marrying together to form that balance.
Exactly. And also, you know, it is still you, you know. I mean, it's still you. It's just it perhaps improved, hopefully improved, and different version of you. I mean, you know, another way to look at it is like a three-way bulb. You know, we've been on this vibration on the dimmest setting for a while, and it keeps going up and up. It's the same bulb. It's just shedding a different kind of light. And I think that, you know, if people look at things in very tangible ways, I think sometimes it gets a little bit less frightening, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually kind of really strange the way everything is going, but at the same time, it's also that chance of that new beginning that everybody is looking for. And,
yes.
you know, there is no manual, there is no guidebook here, other than to learn to trust your instincts, learn to trust
yes.
your intuitive self. Allow
yes.
those feelings coming to you and stop questioning them. Trust
mm-hmm.
them. Yeah, it feels right. Just go and do it. You don't need to
yes.
explain. You don't need to validate it. The validation mm-hmm. has already come through the fact that it's come through your soul, through your heart and spirit. So just
yes.
do it. No manual here, folks. No directions. You're having to walk out here blindly in trust and in faith. And you know you'll
yes.
be taken care of because there's plenty of angels around here that are guiding our way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And really, our best guide is our own intuition and our own bodies and our own spirits and our own mind and our own empathy. I think, you know, and as a reader, it may seem funny for me to even present what I'm going to say in the way that I am, but, you know, I don't advocate believing anything because someone told you or because you've read it or because, you know, it's the popular way to go. I think that we are all guides. I think that the spiritualists and the readers and the psychics and the empaths, I think that we are guides, and I think that we do the best that we can do with our gift to help people along with their path. But I really believe that, and I tell this to my friends and family and clients, that the greatest gift you can give yourself is to trust your own intuition, because that is where all the answers are. And I
yes.
think that my job, and I will speak only for myself, I won't speak for other readers or spiritualists, but I'm quite certain that we all feel the same way.
Right.
Our job is to show you how to do that, you know, is to show you how to recognize your own signs and your own symbols and your own gifts and to join together with, you know, with each other and to help the universe along, and so to speak, in this new transition. Because, you know, we also have to remember that anything that we have faith in or that we believe in gives power to that very thing. And, you know, no matter what it is, you know, and I think that the more that we can get people to believe in themselves, the higher the vibration of love, you know, and of giving and generosity that we can present to the universe, the better we will do for ourselves and for everyone around
yeah.
us. So, you know, it's really a matter of we're all kind of around to help each other through it. You know, it's not something that anybody has to go through alone.
No. And that's the beauty of it with all of us that have woken beforehand, is that we are here. Basically, you can look upon it is that we've opened up a new school of consciousness, and we're
mm-hmm.
welcoming you to this new school. Now, some
yes.
of you may start at a lower grade and work your way up, and some of you are so ready because you've woken up so, you know, so quickly to jump up to those different grades. But it's, you know, we're here purely to teach you. how to listen in, how to trust, and you know where you know what possibilities are there for you, what purpose is calling you, and we're purely that guide. How you learn, you know, it's up to us of how good we are as teachers. But you know, what you do with that knowledge, what you do with that learning, it does fall on you, on your own ownership and your own choices in life. But you know, we're here to show you that information so that you do not feel so confused and alone. And with all of these tools, you know, you can make a choice on how you wish to walk forward.
Yes, yes. And the thing is, too, I mean, the reality is that, you know, I believe that this is a transition that is happening regardless of anybody's kind of fear of it or resistance toward it. And I think that, you know, as you said, Sarah, everybody will catch up eventually because it's just the way it is. It's just, you know, it's happening. So,
yeah.
But I think that as teachers, I couldn't agree with you more. It's our job to kind of just show everybody the way and make everybody as high up on that level of vibration as they can get, so that they can live to their fullest potential as spiritual and human beings, you know. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we've all got a calling, and we're all part of this collective. And each
one
of us, I kind of look upon it, you know, in our bodies we have billions of cells. And every single one of those cells is absolutely imperative to the health of our body. But every single one of those cells has an individual job to do. And they have to work with the collective to keep the whole healthy. And we need to look upon ourselves as that singular cellular structure, and that what vibration we bring to this energy is what will keep the whole healthy. And it's very, very important that we look upon not just, you know, ourselves, but the better we are and the higher vibrational that we are, the more we are going to bring that harmony to the collective. And so, you know, it is about all of us. And I think this is also part of the new consciousness. I think we're losing the I and becoming more of the we. And I don't want people to lose their identity, because, you know, I'm all about the importance of self. If we learn to take ownership of our own selves, our own choices, and empowerment of our own health, our own being, then we are that strong cell that now could be a part of the collective and build that strength. So it isn't a part of just being part of the group and letting everyone carry you. We've all got a responsibility to make this collective harmonious.
We do. We absolutely do. Absolutely do. And that's the thing, you know. I mean, it's a well-oiled machine, so to speak. That on all the parts function to the greater good of the final result, which is enlightenment, and which is what we're all headed to. And we all have it in us. It's just a matter of, you know, as you said, we've been floating on this idea of the I and of self-service and making ourselves better, and that's just been the vibrational dimension that we've been on for so long. And it's really important that we kind of move that aside and incorporate the we to, you know, to kind of go along with the new developments in the universe. So I couldn't agree more.
The other thing we have to remember too, folks, is not everybody's going to move forward at their own level. And there may be some people who will get left behind, and you have to understand you are responsible for you, your choices, your journey. You can inspire others, you can encourage others, but ultimately their steps forward must be theirs, and they have to take it at their own level of comprehension. And so if you are, you know, within a family realm and you're the one that's moving forward, don't be afraid to do so. Because when they see you light up and find that harmony and equilibrium in your own self, it will inspire them. Do not insist that everybody walk forward at your pace. And understand that learning, that comprehension will come to us as we envelop it ourselves. Now, we've got to that time, my dear, on the show, where I'd like you to tell everybody how they can get hold of you. You know, let them know about Om Times and how they can get hold of you on Facebook and a little bit what you have to offer.
Okay, absolutely. Well, as Sarah said, my name is Corey Savinelli, and I am on Facebook. You can find me under Mystic and Spiritualist. My name is spelled C-O-R-I. and the last name is SAVENELLI, and then just comma, Mystic and Spiritualist, and that's my Facebook page. And I also am a featured writer in Om Times magazine, and that's capital O, capital M, capital T, I-M-E-S. And if you go on their website, you can kind of archive and look for some articles, and you can search my name. I don't know, Sarah, you said you wanted me to talk about my services. Is that correct?
Yes. Please do.
I do private readings. I can do them via phone. I can do them in person, of course, depending on where we are geographically to each other. And
yes, Skype is wonderful.
Yes, yes. And I do public events. I do demonstrations. I will teach visualizations. I will teach tarot cards if that is something that you're interested in. I'm very advanced in that, so I am willing to do that. I haven't done that in a while, but it's something that I enjoy and that I enjoy teaching. And pretty much that's it. You know, we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I don't do things like limits on readings or minute-by-minute charging. I don't do any of that stuff. So, you know, we can discuss whatever you need to discuss, and I'm very flexible about those things. You know, and as we were saying, I'm just kind of here to talk about anything spiritual that you need to address or bring out or advance, whatever you'd like to do. My cell phone number I will make public is 203-500-3676. So that's me, and that's how
that's
I can
wonderful.
Be reached.
Wonderful. And, you know, this is the thing, folks. You are not alone out there right now. If you don't understand what's going on with you, this is what we're all here for. This is why I have to show and bring you such diverse people, is to help you, you know, find your way. Out of all the many people I bring on, there's always going to be somebody you're going to connect to. So please do reach out to them and, you know, let them help you move forward. They're here for you. And so don't be afraid to do so. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Corey. It's a fascinating topic that can be talked about for hours, but hopefully
Absolutely.
We've helped people kind of, you know, take away the stigma and the fear from it. And yes, those dreams, you know, those even illnesses that are happening right now, everything that's happened to you right now is meant to be. So just let it happen. And trust that process and walking forward, and you're not alone. And yes, you can talk to the universe. You will not be considered crazy. In fact, the universe wants you to speak to them, right?
So, absolutely.
You know, trust, and, you know, like all those senses, you know, the tips of your fingers and the bases of your feet and your stomach and everything. Feel it. Yeah. Let your senses come alive. So thank you so much, Corey, for being on. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you, Sarah. I had a good time.
Wonderful, wonderful. So hopefully we've lit up a few people's lives here, and they're not afraid to move forward and cross that bridge.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
Thank you so much, darling. Talk to you later.
Oh, you're welcome, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As of next week, I am in my Christmas theme mode, and I will be bringing to you a very diverse topics based on all around the festive season. I'm going to be bringing you people that will be talking about addiction, that will be talking about when you are hosting a party and you have that person that drinks too much, how to handle it. Also, you know, embracing the lonely and not leaving them out of the Christmas period. Also, somebody is going to talk to us about how to handle our stress with our posture and, you know, how to walk, how to sit, how to move in our posture that can relieve a great deal of stress. I'm going to bring people to you. We're going to be talking about some exotic foods to serve for the season. Also, what drinks to mix for it. But this is all starting next week with a very hot topic, how to have a central Christmas, and it's with Bonnie Gale, Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, and Sherry Nicholas. Who wants to receive another scarf or box of chocolates for Christmas? We are going to tell you how to spice up your life with central gifts, central ideas, and how to give that gift central love to one another. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be an hour long, so don't forget to tune in next week. Folks, if you've got any topics, please don't be afraid to contact me, positiveliving@outlook.com. Positiveliving@outlook.com. My website, a little complicated, is positive-living.com.
dot CycleZone, Cycle Without Me, CycleZone.com, positive-living.CYCLZONE.com. Have a fabulous week and happy Thanksgiving to America. I hope everybody has a wonderful collective camaraderie time. It's a time to be thankful for each other. And I wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget to join me next week when we'll find out what kind of central Christmas you can have. God bless everybody, and don't be afraid. Yes, it's okay to fly.
Good vibration.